This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One governor less than a year from an expected re-election bid continues to polarize his electorate and offend pro-life voters. Just 13 months after Donald Trump took Pennsylvania to secure his presidential bid, Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania promises to veto a bill banning gruesome D&D abortions that seems likely to come to his desk this month. Not vetoing that bill would be to turn his back on his party, his abortion industry campaign donors, and who he says he is. His actions portend an interesting election next November. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Planned Parenthood Chief Cecile Richards told women in Dallas Monday that contraception methods she peddles are responsible for the lowering abortion rate and singled out natural family planning, likening it to the rhythm method and calling it completely insane. If Richards had made a cursory examination of natural family planning, she would know its comparison to rhythm methods is like comparing a Boeing 787 to a biplane, or maybe even a glider. Meanwhile, hormone and barrier contraception methods, examined more closely, are shown to raise pregnancy rates. Additionally, hormone therapies used to control fertility have also been linked to increased cancer rates. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.